Good morning. Welcome back into The Point on this a Tuesday morning. Really glad you are with us. I'm Kev, and we've got Brian, and now we've got with us our good friend Marcia Clayman Garrett from over at Oak Leaf Village. She joins us for our Positive Points on Aging, something we do every Tuesday from 8:35 until 9 o'clock. And good morning to you, my friend Marcia.
Good morning, and golly gee, fellas, it was such an easy breezy ride into work today on I-26 East.
I'm feeling a little mocked. Are you mocking me?
That will be with me all day. It's probably better than, you know, what most people would say, but golly gee, it was easy breezy, so let's make it a like that kind of day all day.
Well, let's do make it a good golly gee, goodness gracious. If that's the angriest we get all day, it can't be such a bad day for you. So we'll do our best to try to keep everybody in a good mood, keep the road rage down, and keep everybody safe on our interstates. That'd be a good plan. So today, the Positive Points on Aging, we're going to talk about the 6 biggest challenges facing our elderly in today's society.
Absolutely. You know, we always are talking, and you can't help it because it's such a prevalent subject, but most of the times we're talking about dementia care, you know, because that's the biggest concern when our loved ones are aging. However, there are other challenges that we need to be paying attention to. The first one is, and I think we talked about this last week because we thought you said something that would have been like an ageism type subject. You know, a lot of our residents, they come in and they've had these wonderful careers and they've traveled and everything. And then they go through a time where they have a loss of purpose because they don't feel like they're helpful anymore. So, especially those that are living at home by themselves, you know, because they're trying to figure out how can I help and how can I be more beneficial to society while I'm sitting here at home.
Well, last Wednesday's afternoon drive, Fran Halloran did an entire program on why retirement, you might want to retire from your main job, but you never want to retire.
Right.
And you never want to quit living. You never want to just say, okay, I have nothing to wake up for. And he did a whole 2 hours on that and had people calling in. And some of the stories were remarkable about second and third careers after their main careers that people were doing just to make themselves feel useful and not lose their sense of purpose.
Well, a couple of shows ago, Karen did a whole program on volunteerism.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a number one option that you can regain their sense of purpose, you know, just by volunteering. And it doesn't have to be, but maybe one day a week, a couple hours each week, if you're still able to use the phone. You know, they're like, I'm with the Alzheimer's Association. I'm the on the walk committee, and we could definitely benefit from people answering phones for us or calling people to remind them about the walk coming up. So things like being socially engaged by, you know, if you go to a church, many churches have an outreach program. They might have a clothes closet or a food pantry.
Right.
You can help in that. You can go to the hospital. I love the pink coat ladies at Lexington Medical Center. They love their jobs, and they are sitting there in their pink jackets, and they're very helpful in helping you find out the right rooms and delivering things to certain to their patients. Even dog shelters. Imagine going to a dog shelter, if nothing else, sitting there and reading to a dog.
I mean,
they actually have children coming in to read to dogs, so why couldn't an elderly person read to a dog? Soup kitchens. You know, you can find out from soup kitchens, and also the library has great opportunities because they have a lot of children programs, and they might need someone there just to kind of corral the kids and to keep them quiet because kids will listen to an older person. They really will, you know.
They look
at that older person. They don't want to hurt their feelings, so they'll listen to them and obey. Then you've got senior centers.
Right.
Who always have good programs, exercise programs. However, you know, again, I'm involved with the Shepherd Center in Lexington. I feel so alive when I go there and I do my presentations because I'm around 250 people that are very active and still want to have a sense of purpose.
They want to. Yeah, they're choosing to leave home. They're choosing to come to a destination. They're choosing to get involved with activities. And you've got that kind of group. That's usually a fun group.
And I'm telling you, the way things are today with the short staff of people in many places, if you just offer your help. You know, just say, hey, I'd like to do something for you. I can do it every Tuesday from 10 to 12. What can I do?
Right.
So you just got to be a little bit more proactive. And if you're an adult child with an elderly parent, you know that they're capable, you really need to push that. You need to encourage it in a way that makes them feel better about it. The second one is financial insecurity. You know, I was thinking earlier, the assisted living market really didn't hit until about the mid-1990s. Mm-hmm. So what did people do back in the 60s and 70s when they had elderly parents?
Interesting, okay? Yeah.
What happened? Where did they live? They usually came home to live with their families. Women weren't as much in the working field as they are now,
right.
So they could take care of mom.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that there are things like not many people plan for the cost of living in an assisted living or nursing home. And this generation that we're working with right now, these are people that really wanted to make sure their bills were paid. They wanted to know where their money went. And so when you hit them with this is what it's going to cost, that can be devastating to them. So you need to try to help them plan accordingly,
right,
on how they're going to have to manage day-to-day finances. If they don't have someone close by that can help them, they need to incorporate the use of maybe a geriatric care manager that can help them with auditing their accounts to make sure that their account is staying active,
sure,
and there's nothing funny going along.
Sure.
Number three is very difficult because as people become less mobile and able to do things, then that's when things start to go a little crazy.
Real soft, yeah.
If they don't feel like they are safe getting into a bathtub or a shower, they're going to stop taking care of their hygiene. They're going to stop taking care of their feet, which we had a discussion
on. We talked about that last
week.
Yeah.
They will gradually start to lose interest in self-care for themselves. And then that ends up in depression. And then it goes into other issues where they stop eating, or they eat stuff that's not good for them,
right,
or they take their meds wrong, or they drink too much alcohol. So these everyday tasks, you need to be very focused on their mobility and how they can do things better. Again, going back to finding a senior center that maybe they could go exercise once or twice a week. Having your doctor write orders for home health to come in and help them with balancing and strength,
right,
for exercises so that they feel like they're doing something to improve and not deteriorate.
Right, and a lot of doctors will do that, so that if you're not comfortable with mom or dad going to place A or place B, there are things where they'll come to their home or apartment and help out with occupational and physical therapy and things along those lines.
And, you know, you think about when they start having problems opening up jars. I mean, most of us have these jar openers now that we use. But imagine someone that lives alone and can't open up a jar of peanut butter,
right,
okay, or a jar of jelly.
Sure.
Or they're having trouble cutting up their food, but they're too embarrassed to tell a loved one,
right,
you know, I can't cut up my food anymore. So then they expect the family member's going to go, well, do you want me to come over? And no, I don't want you to come over. I mean, it's just those kind of issues.
Got to find the balance.
Yes.
Not an easy situation at all when it comes to that. And again, you just described what you said, which was number three, difficulty with everyday tasks. These are all things that most of us will take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you. I mean, I can't, with mom, a lot of it has to do with just getting the TV to work right,
mm-hmm,
and the remote control to work right, and this and that. And again, I've learned from you and from Karen, I'm not going to get mad at her for it. I mean, it's not like she doesn't want to be able to do it. It's just gotten to a point where it's a struggle.
Right.
And that's an everyday task that we take for granted. My God, mom, come on. You're talking about just putting on Wheel of Fortune. I mean, for us, it sounds like it's nothing. But you mentioned simple as unscrewing the cap of a peanut butter. Or if you got arthritis, if your hands aren't working right, if you got an issue that's going on, that's an everyday task that most of us take for granted. And that's just a simple thing, but it's a problem for others. So.
And that's why you've got to reach out and find the right resources that will help you through that so they don't have that daily reminder that they're unable to do certain tasks.
Yeah, kind of scary for sure. We are at 8:44, headed toward 8:45 in the Fox Business Report. Going to get that for you. Marcia's with us from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. It's our Positive Points on Aging. We're thrilled you're listening in, and we sure do appreciate it. Golly G, we'll be right back on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are moving past earnings from big banks. Johnson & Johnson just reported an upbeat quarter, though it is lowering its forecast for the year. Hasbro's quarter was mixed. It has been spending to make sure it has sufficient supplies for the holiday season. Netflix reports earnings after the Wall Street close. Apple is facing antitrust allegations in Russia. The Competition Authority in Russia is fining Apple, which it accuses of abusing its dominant position in the App Store market. Regulators say the size of the fine will be determined by an administrative investigation. Volkswagen sales declined in the first half of this year. Though sales were higher in China, business declined in Europe, which includes Russia. VW suspended producing cars in Russia in March. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
With each mortgage-free home, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation delivers on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's heroes. These heroes need your help. That's Gold Star and Fallen First Responder families with young children, our nation's most catastrophically injured first responders and veterans, and even our homeless service members. Help these heroes now. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2,
When I endorse someone, it's because I vetted them, used their product, and often I'm a client or a customer myself. Now, this message is not for all. In fact, it's for a very specific point listener, the accredited investor. If you're living month to month or paycheck to paycheck financially, you're not there yet. But if you're someone looking for a unique investment opportunity, I'm excited to tell you about Matt Bell and the Stock Alternative. It's just that, an alternative to stocks and mutual fund investing. Matt Bell is a South Carolina guy. He's put together a real estate opportunity that I believe in and is well worth taking a look at. All the real estate is in Columbia, Atlanta, and Augusta. This is a diversification of your overall portfolio backed by the hard asset of real estate. This gives you the opportunity for some passive income on a quarterly basis. Again, this is not for everyone. There's always risk involved in any investment opportunity. If you're an accredited investor, do your homework. Call Matt directly. 803-681-0528. That's 681-0528. And look him up online at thestockalternative.com.
Hi, honey. Did you drop by True Pharmacy and grab the vitamins I asked you to get?
I sure did. And guess what? I even got a discount.
Of course, you used our loyalty points. They're always great.
Well, yes, but even better, did you know that on Fridays, True Pharmacy gives a 10% discount to Allstate employees on OTC purchases?
So you used our loyalty points and got 10% off?
That's right. I'm so glad we switched to True Pharmacy. Great service and great prices. True Pharmacy, two locations, Charleston Highway in West Columbia and Devine Street.
Summer's here and it's time to add to your family. It's time to bring home a dog or cat from Columbia Animal Services. For a fee of only $35, get a new family friend and save an animal at the same time. The fee includes spay and neutering, vaccinations, and an exam from the staff's vet. You can adopt, foster, or just make a donation. Call 776-PETS. That's 776-7387. Or find Columbia Animal Services on social media. Look online at petfinder.com to see them. Now is the time. Adopt, foster, donate. Columbia Animal Services.
Have you fallen behind on your taxes and might be facing IRS penalties? Have wage garnishments, levies or liens? Have unfiled tax returns? You want someone local and qualified. Don't fall for those national spots. Meet with me, Teresa, at Capital City Professional Services, and let me help you through your tax maze. I can help with all your tax resolution issues. There are options to get you back on track. Call Capital City Professional Services, 400-8683. That's 400-8683.
Is that crack in your windshield or your house bothering you?
Have you been meaning to have it replaced but just can't find the time?
Call Absolute Glass, voted Lexington's best glass shop for 12 years in a row.
We repair and replace glass on all makes and models.
We're the only local high-end auto glass specialist in the Midlands, and we'll come to you to make the process quick and easy.
With new technologies and vehicles, we can recalibrate your vehicle back to new.
Visit AbsoluteGlassInc.com to learn more about our auto, home, and business glass services. Just remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
Owning your home is still the American dream.
It might not be today, but we want to help you get ready for the biggest financial purchase most of us will make.
Your Way Home, every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. with Erica Hillwest and John Hinks Jr.
That's Your Way Home with Erica and John, Tuesdays at 9 on 100.7 The Point.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Brought to you by AARP South Carolina.
Collisions close together, 26 East St. Andrews and 26 East Piney Grove Road, and heavy traffic at 26 East at I-20, 20 West at Clemson off of the sign with the star motorist, Highway 23 at Highway 1, power lines in the roadway. Boydelli's Party Store, phone 738-BEER. Beer, wines, and liquors, Boydelli's Party Store, Fortis Drive, behind Zesto's. Doug Thomas on the point.
Point A to point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on the point.
In the Bark Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
We're about 9 minutes before 9 o'clock on the point. Reminder coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, John Hinks Jr. along with Erica Hill West. They've got Your Way Home, the very latest on what is an ever-changing mortgage and home buying industry. So they'll have that for you in the 9 o'clock hour. Some good tips on how to still get yourself a really good deal if you are looking to buy a home or sell a home or this or that. All that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Your Way Home with John and Erica. Erica and John. Meanwhile, we have Marsha with us. Marsha Clayman Garrett from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. And we love our Positive Points on Aging segment. We do it every Tuesday from 8:30 to 9. And this week we've been talking about the six biggest challenges facing our elderly in today's society. And we had tackled the first three, which had to do with losing a sense of purpose, your financial insecurities, your difficulty with everyday tasks and mobility. Where are we going now?
The fourth one is finding the right care. What you have to do is sometimes be, as an adult caregiver, you've got to be more assertive in saying it's better for us to have a professional caregiver in here on a regular basis to help you with complex medical conditions. Because, you know, I'm either working full-time, my wife is working full-time, and she's got a job. So you have to impress upon them, yes, we love you and we want the best care for you. This is why we want a professional caregiver to come into the home. And, you know, a lot of people are just going to have to get used to having a person in the home that's not family. You know, they have to give them a chance. There's a lot of good home care agencies out there. You can call me. I've got my top three that I'm always willing to recommend. But I'm just saying is I know they have wonderful training programs for their caregivers, and you really need to look into that. You need to compare the prices of putting someone in an assisted living versus keeping them at home, because sometimes you can keep them at home and just have maybe 15 hours of care each week instead of full-time care.
Sure.
So that's very, very important.
And can I add one thing to that? Yeah. That's also something that never stops evolving and changing, because more often than not, Marsha, if you are able to get by on the home health care for X number of hours a week, mm-hmm. mom or dad is probably not going to get better. It's only going to get a little bit worse. So you need to understand that that might change as time goes on. It might be something where you need to add more hours, or you might need to get a different level of care, or you might even need to make the step up to assisted living, because you know we always want to protect our loved ones. We always want to give them the dignity and let them maintain their independence as long as we can. I mean, that's one of the things I love about you and Karen. Yes, your job is to get people to move into Oakleaf Village, but you're striving to make sure people keep their independence.
Right.
And then when it's time and it's necessary, you guys are there for people. But always, if there's a way to stay at your home safely and keep your independence, I know that that's what most people would prefer to do.
And, you know, the thing is that consistency is key. And so when they know that someone is coming into the home, they look forward to them. They can take them out for running errands. They can, they'll have somebody there as a person talking to them and showing care and compassion and not being alone by themselves. So really take advantage of that and know that this person is there only to help them. And like I said,
sure.
Check out the companies. They all have good backgrounds, and please give it a try. The other one is accessing proper health care services. So many times doctors are going to refer you to this person or that person, and how do you get in that practice? Because sometimes, like for instance, a neurologist sometimes takes up to 6 months to get an appointment.
Yes.
So sometimes using someone like a geriatric care manager again to help you make those directions work, so that if they need to be seen or if you need food delivered or whatever, they can help you with that. And the last one is the one that's very sensitive, but it's something we have to all do it. We should all be doing it now, is end-of-life preparations. No one ever wants to have that talk with their parent. you're hoping your parent will bring it up. Like, I didn't have a problem with that. My dad brought it up mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. He reminded me when I went to visit. You know, this is where my funeral arrangements are. He went through that every time I visited because he wanted me to know that this is what I want you to take care of. It also had things to do with my mother. This is what I want you to do for your mother. This is, you know, this is what I've set aside for her care. So you really need to have that talk. And again, funeral homes have really good, some of them have really good social workers that actually work with them. There's one out there. I'm not going to name the funeral home because I'm going to be, you know, there's quite a few. But Mary Beth Thompson is a social worker. She works for one. And I just, you know, those people are very fortunate to have someone to talk to like that because it's not a selling job. It's a let's find out what you want. And also, if you don't want to talk to someone at the funeral home, you can, if a hospice agency, they have social workers. So if sure. your loved one is in hospice, they have a social worker that will help you through that planning stage.
Let's go back to the awkwardness of the talk because it's not just end of life when you're talking about these are the arrangements that I'd like to make. This is how, you know, what I want this, I want that for the funeral. That's all important stuff also. But the other stuff to make sure you've got in line is the financial stuff.
Right.
And that can be very awkward, but it's so much better to have that talk today than it is to have that talk after when people are tense and emotions are running high and mom or dad who had control of this is not there to answer questions or delegate this or that or say that. So make sure all the paperwork for that, mm-hmm. one, is done, and two, you know where to find it in the house. It's in this drawer, you know, things like that. And those are talks, again, those are very awkward talks, but they're mature talks that need to be had.
And you need to, like you said, set aside a certain area. Make sure that the life insurance policies are there. Make sure that the veteran paperwork is there. Even make sure the marriage certificate is there. I mean, you try to put all that into one nice little place where you can easily get to it. Because I'm telling you, if you don't have that in place, you're scrambling and you've got too much that you're already dealing with. If you have a death and you're having to deal with those plans. But again, you talk about the financial side of it. You know, you have family members sitting there going, well, who's going to pay for it if they don't have that money? You got to know in advance.
Sure, sure. You know, to me, Marcia, these six things that you have listed here, and I mean, you could probably make this list into 106 things, but you've condensed it nicely into six things. And people need to understand almost every situation is going to fall into one of these categories. And I still think a lot of it has to come down to communication. And communicating with your loved one, your senior, and then obviously siblings and sons and daughters, making sure you're on the same page. Everything you can do to protect, one, the dignity of this loved one, and then obviously give them good, proper health care because you got to make sure they're getting the right care.
Well, and I think sometimes what we do as adult children is that we go through the motions, but we're not looking at other things. We're just making sure, okay, yeah. The house is clean. Yes, I don't smell any garbage. I don't see anything that concerns me. But really, when you sit down and talk with your loved one and find out what's going on, you really need to talk more about how they're feeling being by themselves.
Right.
And gradually get into that discussion like, you know, I'd feel a lot better, Mom, if you had somebody coming in here. Or I'd feel a lot better if we put you on a food plan where there's special groups now. I just saw one the other day. That it's a doctor group that they actually have food delivery, and it's like for diabetics, it's for those with low sodium, and all you have to do is pop it in the microwave. You don't have to.
Nice.
Not, you know, it's been prepared by professional dietitians.
Nicely done, yeah. Good stuff, a lot of good tips, and if you need to get more of them or you need to get some questions answered, you can reach Marcia over at Oak Leaf Village. Best way?
803-808-3477, or it's oakleafvillagelexington.com. Or you can come in and see me at 800 North Lake Drive in Lexington. We'd love to show you around.
Look at you. Thank you, Marcia. Thank you, Brian. I'm Kev. John and Erica coming up next on The Point. Have a great day.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, fireplaces. Summer sizzle starts with Bart. This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Amid outrage over the tardy police response as a gunman opened fire inside Robb Elementary School, Things got heated last night at a meeting of the Uvalde, Texas School Board. Board Vice President Robert Fowler accused by some in the crowd of cowardice.
I am not a coward. I am a combat veteran of Vietnam. I served 26 years in the Navy, and I served in Desert Storm. Thank you.
Angry parents and others demanding the school police chief.